Okay, the next aspect of Netilas Yadayim, I mean, that aspect we generally covered, is something that's called Davar Shetibuli B'mashke. The din is something which is dipped into liquid.
He's coming back.
Okay, no, he's number 11 anyway. Davar Shetibuli B'mashke, something which is dipped into liquid, you need to wash Al Netilas Yadayim. But because there's different opinions, so the custom is supposed to be, even though most people are very lenient about it, but they really shouldn't be. Anything dipped in liquid, and we'll soon discuss what the seven liquids are, you have to wash Al Netilas Yadayim, but you don't make a bracha. In fact, by the Seder, when you dip karpas into salt water, first you wash your hand without a bracha. Why do you wash your hand without a bracha? Because you're doing Davar Shetibuli B'mashke. You're making the karpas wet. Now, which means, by the way, it's in a very broad sense. If you wash an apple, you want to eat an apple, and you wash the apple, if you're going to eat it when it's still wet, you have to wash on the Netilas Yadayim. What you need to do is to dry it first. If you dry it, then it's not wet, then you don't have to do it. If somebody eats a pickle, now pickle normally in the bottle is in water, so the pickle is wet. So it has Davar Shetibuli B'mashke. It's considered something dipped into liquid. If it's something dipped into liquid, then you need to wash on the Netilas Yadayim.
Liquid or water?
What? There's seven liquids. What are the seven liquids? Wine, vinegar, bee's honey, olive oil, milk, dew, blood, and water. That means if somebody dips something into squeezed orange juice, that's not called a liquid that you would have to wash on it. So let's say, I'll give you another example, which people, they take a coffee or tea, and they have this biscuit, and they dip it into the coffee or the tea to soften it up. Now, halachically, tea and coffee are water. It's colored water. That's basically, it's not what's called May Prayer, it's fruit juice. It's not a fruit juice. It's bushed water that's colored with coffee or tea. So therefore, if somebody would dip, let's say, a biscuit into the coffee, apidin, they would have to wash until Siddayim. What? A lot of people today are lenient about it. In Shechon Aruch it says they're lenient about it, but it says the pots can be done. They really should be strict about it. What?
Isn't it just gedula karka that you have to wash for?
No. Anything that you dip into... an apple, but it would like cookies also, like gedula karka. I mean, yeah, it's, you make a mezainis on it. But what else would you be eating? Like cheese? No, I mean...
Cereal
and milk, the reason you don't wash, because you're eating with a spoon. In other words, things that are normally eaten with a spoon or a fork, and you're eating with a spoon or a fork, then you don't have to wash on it. But if somebody... Yeah, gross out. But if somebody would have cereal or milk and they would eat it with their hands, they would have to wash on it. I mean, and not just hypothetically, if somebody would be eating it with their hands, they would have to wash on it. So people have to be careful. You take many times, people take a sour pickle. Yeah, but if I bring a kiddish, whatever, one second. They take a sour pickle and they eat it and the pickle's wet. Or you wash an orange. You wash an apple or any fruit that you wash, vegetables. You need to make sure they're dry. What?
So when we say in the Seder that the reason why we wash is because it's something we don't regularly do, so the kitchen asks questions, so do we do
that's the second reason. In other words, it says like this. You wash because it's Davar Shetibuli B'mashke. Even somebody who's not careful in it during the year says, by Pesach, you should do it anyway. Why? The kid should ask, Manishtana. But the real reason why you do it is because it's something dipped into liquid. You're not careful the whole year, so Manishtana, why would I be careful, Pesach? So you have to be careful. The meaning is to do it, that the kid should ask questions. Okay, Shana Rabbanit. Okay, the Shtus book. Look in the Shtus book. Okay, next.
You just said you sell bees honey.
Bees honey, it depends why you're doing it, if you're doing a chedek of the eating, the whole details. It's not. No, he's asking Shana Rabba. People eat the apple with honey. That's a whole different story. Okay. Um, Okay, now, again, if you normally eat things with a fork or a spoon or a toothpick, then you don't have to wash with it. So most people, by the way, don't eat sour pickles with their hands. So therefore, if you take a sour pickle, even if it's wet, and you eat it with a fork or a toothpick or whatever, then it's a piece of herring.
Why wouldn't you eat a sour pickle with your hands?
Most sophisticated people don't eat. No, most people don't eat pickles with their hands. Mm-hmm. Now, let me give you an example.
Stick your hand in the jar and eat it?
No, when it's on the plate, you don't pick it up.
But then it's not that wet anymore, by the way. But anyway, if it's still wet, you'd have to. You know.
By the way, I use a fork to take it out of the jar.
Okay, that's good. Okay, good. You have sophisticated. But you know, the Gemara says an expression, Ha'echel b'shuk, Deima lekelev upasul leedus. The Gemara says a person who eats in the street is like a dog and is not kosher to be a witness. Because human dignity means nothing. No. So Taisus in the Gemara says what the Gemara means, not a guy's eating a candy in the street. He means like bread. In other words, what the Gemara really means, a guy walks in down the street eating a hot dog and a bun. That's what Eichel B'Shuk, he's eating something substantial, not a guy is eating a candy or... Now, the question is, does that change today? Because today people walk down the street eating hot dog and buns and they eat ice cream walking in the street. But B'chal, human dignity doesn't exist today. So, but I'm saying, there is a certain level of dignity that people in the time of the Gemara, they didn't eat, had pickles, but they didn't eat it with their hands. Yeah, the problem is everybody's always running. That's the problem. Okay.